All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Hour 2, thanks for joining us. Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, Merry Christmas. How are you, sir?
Merry Christmas, John. We're doing great, and Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there.
Christmas, celebrating the birth of hope. Andy and I talked about that a little bit yesterday, and you know, why did Christ have to come in human form? And we're going to continue that on with you today.
Well, and that's great, and I just think that we have so many things that put stress on us and so many diversions that we need to make sure to put things in their proper perspective, not only for ourselves, but for our children, grandchildren, and those coming up behind us to make sure they understand what the true focus is and the importance.
I think this time of the year, especially with all of the, I hate to use the word commercialization, but really that's what it is, Richard, the commercialization of Christmas, and you look at where things are today, I think we need that constant reminder, by the way. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Well, exactly, and we've seen it during our lifetime grow in commercialization and the focus on money and gifts and things of this type nature, much more so than I believe when I was a child. Even though I loved receiving presents, we knew that there wasn't a lot of money, and so the focus wasn't on money, but the love that was put behind the gifts that we were given, and we appreciated them, I believe.
I agree, by the way. Okay, so when it comes to celebrating Christmas, and I get that everyone has their own reason for the season, but I think, Richard, and you know my heart, I think we would be amiss if we didn't mention the real reason for the season. And no, it's not just to, you know, get together and have dinner and open presents and all of that. The real reason is because of our faith and what it means to us.
Well, yes, and everyone has the right to choose. And if someone chooses something else, that's their right. It's not my position to use a crowbar to hit them and force them into anything. All I can do or we can do is tell people what we believe and why, and see what that seed produces. And to me, I believe in faith in Jesus because of the evidence. It's not a superstition. There's multiple evidences there, from historic to archaeological, the Word, so many different things. And so He lives. He's eternal. He gives us hope, faith, mercy, grace, and life every day that helps us live.
Fully agree. Now, to your point, a lot of folks don't either know that, don't have the same faith we have. They still will celebrate Christmas. Some don't celebrate Christmas at all. I get that. But, you know, I also know that this is the time of the year, and I have to be reminded of this at times, Richard, that for some that have lost loved ones or other things that may have been traumatic in their lives during this time of the year, it's not their favorite time of the year.
Well, that's true, and that's why it's so important for us to focus on the hope. And I lost my great-grandmother on Christmas Day when I was a child. I lost my only son. So I know that grief, but I don't grieve where they're at. I grieve where they aren't, and because they aren't with me. But they're in a place, and because of the hope of my faith, I believe I will see them again. And that enables me to handle that separation and that grief better than if I did not have that hope from our faith.
I agree. Now, this isn't in our notes, but for me personally, the other thing that I enjoy about this time of the year, and I guess from having, you know, kids and now grandkids, Richard, to, you know, watch them and, you know, just their eyes light up and the different things that happen at Christmas, whether it be, you know, the tree, whether it be, you know, the lights that, you know, you may put on the house or different things along those lines, just to watch the joy that they have and then weave the message of Christ into that, even with the little ones, to me is just what it's all about.
Well, I think that's very well spoken, because I enjoy that also, and I think we ought to take advantage and celebrate family and friends. And the little ones are the magic of Christmas.
Yes.
And seeing them light up, but being able to, as you use that word so well, weave the faith-based into it as well, and let them know, that's so critical, I believe. And there's multiple ways we can do it without it being overbearing. And to me, that's very important.
Yeah, because if it becomes overbearing, they'll resent that down the road. And I think that's where parents, you guys need to be really mindful of that. We want to weave it in, not make it so overbearing that they resent it down the road. And then actually, you know, Richard, in some cases, they'll leave the faith. We don't want that. We want them to see this as a joyous time of the year, knowing what the birth of Christ means and the celebration of.
Well, yes, and I think if we do that by letting them know that that's the real and eternal gift,
mm-hmm.
and the gift that you can't buy but is freely given to us, to me, that's the thing, because when a little kid gets a gift, they appreciate it, and if they finally realize that the best gift in the world is Jesus and our faith and the eternal blessings that we have, then that will really, I think, solidify their feelings going forward.
You've got on my list here two essential movies every Christmas season. What are they?
Well, and one of them, I think, fits this very well, and I was slower than I wish I'd have been to realize this, but it's A Wonderful Life, and a movie that came out in 1946. It didn't do very well at the box office. I think it does better every year because it does exactly what we were talking about. It shows the difference of the banker who pursued money with nothing else and how empty and void his life was versus the guy, Jimmy Stewart, in the movie, who helped his neighbors and friends and family, sacrificed everything he wanted to do to help others for a whole lifetime, and learned the lesson from the angel that no man who has friends is a failure.
True.
And so it perfectly teaches that money's not the be-all, end-all. It's just a tool to help other people.
Great point. This next movie, I've not seen, The Crossing. I know nothing about that movie, Richard.
Well, and it's one I love because it's a Revolutionary War.
Okay.
It was made in 2000 with Jeff Daniels starring in it. I believe it was a TV movie, but it was one of those ones to me that, even though it might have not have been epically made, it's still the story of it, because it talks about the crossing the Delaware River on Christmas night that our Revolutionary War soldiers did with George Washington. And there's no way we can fully comprehend the sacrifice that those people made for us, but that crossing and the attack on Trenton the next day turned the war around and enabled, with seven more years of sacrifice, for us to earn our liberty. And to me, watching that movie once a year, like I like to do, reminds me of that, because it's easy for us to forget, and too many of our citizens, I don't believe, appreciate what our founders, the Revolutionary War soldiers, and others behind them did for us to enable us to celebrate.
Fully agree, fully agree. And at the end of the day, celebrate the birth of Christ. Look forward to what we have in Him. Enjoy our family and friends. And lastly, Richard, I think the gifts are at the bottom of the list.
Remember the reason for the season. That is the main thing. And if we demonstrate that and show it in the right way, then I think we can keep it in perspective and set the example for our children and other people who see us.
I agree. RichardBattle.com is the website to find Richard and all the different things that he has. And Richard, again, Merry Christmas. Appreciate all you do, and we will talk to you in the new year.
Well, Merry Christmas. God bless America, and we look forward to talking to you early January, and enjoy your vacation.
God bless you too, Richard. Appreciate it very much. Have a great rest of your night. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.